The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay, it's 4 minutes after 12. We've got wrinkles in and...
and I prefer prickles.
We've also got Keith the Trucker.
Hello, mate. How are you?
One eye. What are you? What's the name these days, Keith?
It's Keith the Ex-Trucker.
Keith the Ex-Trucker?
Yeah.
No mention of eyes.
No, not at the moment.
How are you? You all right?
Yeah. I've still got to leave my eye out at the moment because the old ducts are still blocked. But right. Still
you
right.
Were going to bring it in to show me, weren't you?
I've got it.
No,
in.
I don't want to see it.
If you want to see it.
No. I don't want to see it.
Honestly, there's nothing to it.
She was dreading it, mate, and so am I.
Do you know... Years ago, I knew a chap, Gary, who had an artificial eye. And when we were in the pub, he used to put his eyeball...
Thanks, Keith.
Used to take his eye out, Keith, and put it in his pint so nobody drank his beer.
Oh, right, yeah. Right, that's different, I suppose, yeah.
Cleaned it as well.
Yeah, I should imagine he
nobody ever drank his pint.
I should imagine he got quite drunk as well. He kept on doing it because the old alcohol gone straight into your eye socket there.
Straight to your head.
I suppose you've seen, is it Kevin and Perry, isn't it? When old eyeball pool with his vodka bottle. But there you go, it's a different story.
Hey, Miss Parson, thank you. Oh, no.
Do you know what, I was going to start you off with... here we go, I've got it now. I just want to jump straight into this straight away. There's lots of things we're going to talk about between now and 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's sure.
Great to see you. Last time I
saw you, mate,
You had a head shave.
I've seen it since then. It was about a year ago, but as you see, it's grown tremendously again now. It's not bad for a 60-year-old fat bloke, is it?
It's better than mine, Keith, your hair.
He's got beautiful curls, isn't he?
He has got lovely locks.
He's got beautiful
it
curls.
It must be the serum.
You need some straightener,
it's
Keith.
It's like Brandon out there. He said, you look totally different than what I thought you said. I expected to see a tall, dark-haired man. I saw you got short, fat, hairy bloke instead.
I need to lend you my straighteners, Keith.
Is that right?
Straighten out those curls.
I've got to be honest. We've got to take a picture of you, Keith, because you don't look like how I imagined you looked at today.
Especially with the patch.
Now, look, we're gonna be doing a couple of lies.
Because
there is something here in one of the dailies that suggests that you can tell, there are ticks that you can tell when somebody is lying.
What, by body language?
But apparently so. We'll do the things afterwards, and then we'll see how well we got on and see whether it's true or not.
Okay,
so do you want to go first? Incidentally, there is a picture of a lady here with a big nose, like Pinocchio nose there. Let's see that.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she looks similar to you, Ali.
Oh, so you're on about my nose as well as my ears?
I thought it was more like George Osborne.
Do you know, on a Tuesday when I come in here, I change beyond all recognition.
You do?
I do, I know. My ears grow on all sorts.
So he says.
Right.
Okay, so
I can't tell with the headphones on.
So you want the truth? Tell us the truth and tell us a lie.
What? Both at the same time?
Yeah, both at the same.
Okay.
Well, no, because you couldn't do it both at the same time. You have to do one after the other.
One after the other.
Yeah. See, Keith got it.
All right.
One after the other, dear. All right.
Okay. Aye, aye.
My middle name is Julie. I have never flown in a plane.
Okay. I straight away I know what the lie is. Because there was more emphasis on the lie.
Was there?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. Keith?
Don't know. Your name Julie and you flew on a plane? I don't think so.
Tell us, just say it again.
My middle name's Julie.
Yeah.
And I have never flown in a plane.
Okay. She's a good liar, Keith.
Mm.
Slightly different the way she said it and the way she was body language the first
she
time.
She said it, yeah.
Can you just
your mind then?
Describe what I'm doing, because the first time was...
have you changed your mind?
My middle name was Julie, and I've never flown in a plane. It was a bit like that.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was a bit like that.
Okay.
Now look, what do you think, Keith?
I think that she's never flown in a plane.
See, I think when she said it first of all, there was that emphasis on, and I've never flown in a plane.
Mm.
And I reckon...
So I didn't do
if
that.
If it's a lie, that means her name's Julie.
Her middle name's Julie.
Her middle name's Julie. Poor girl. See, I don't think her middle name is Julie.
Really?
And I don't think she's flown in a plane either.
No, she could be... one on both canes.
Yeah, but never trust a woman.
So that first one, we've got to depict whether it's
right. Come on, you've got to guess then. Which
so
one?
I reckon you. Well, is that the truth and a lie?
Yeah.
Ah, so you've done it all in one hit.
So
yeah, one
yeah.
was truth and one was lie.
One was
that's,
lie.
That's what we're playing.
So just one more time.
No, I can't do it now because I'm laughing.
Go on.
I've never flown in a plane and my middle name is Julie.
She's done it backwards this time.
See?
And my middle name is Julie. Now, look, I'll let you in this little secret. I think I've seen a registration plate and it's like initials and it is AJH, isn't it?
See, that's cheating.
No, it's not cheating.
That is cheating.
Because you could be a Jane.
You are such a cheat. You shouldn't have told Keith that.
What, that she's got a personalised plate? I got one as well. My name actually is HN64CGK.
Come on then, which one's a lie, guys?
I reckon that you have never flown in a plane.
That's what I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, you've never, so that's the truth.
And I think your name is Julie. Yeah.
And I think your middle name is not Julie, it's Jane.
Correct.
Oh, right. So, but you have flown the plane?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Now, look,
so I got that bit right, yeah?
One of the reasons why, we'll reveal it all
in a
minute.
It was a little shaky bit you said I did.
So she's done
at the beginning, yeah.
She's done two lies.
Yeah. No, one was
a lie. No, I haven't.
One's
the truth. I've never flown
never
in a plane.
Never flown in a plane.
But you said your name's Jane.
My yeah. name is Jane.
No, Julie. She said Julie originally. My name is Julie.
Oh, right.
All right. So
you should have explained the rules.
That was a lie.
That was the lie.
That was the lie.
But you have flown in the plane.
No.
So
that's what I got right then.
That was the truth.
Well, she has flown in the plane.
She has flown in a plane.
No, I haven't.
No, she hasn't.
I don't know what I've done now.
Welcome to the Isle of Wight.
You've only lost an IQ.
Oh, no. IQ. Lost an IQ. Yeah, lost the eye off an IQ.
The truth was, yeah. I have never flown in a plane.
That's what I said.
The lie was, my middle name's Julie, because my middle name is Jane.
It's Jane. Yeah. Right,
so
okay.
She has flown in the plane. I got it.
No, I haven't.
No.
Say that again. Explain it again. I'm Hampshire. I used to work on a farm. I used to drive a tractor. Then I progressed into lorries.
I was born on a farm.
Oh, really?
I have never flown in a plane. That is true. I've never been in a plane. Okay? That's
oh, right.
the truth.
That's the truth. Of course it is, yes.
My middle name...
It's the way she said it. It's the way she tells them.
My middle name isn't Julie.
It's Jane.
It's Jane.
And you've got a personalised plate.
Okay. Do you want to go next?
I can do if you like, but
go
I've got
on.
To try and work out now. I've got to put my glasses on. Don't laugh, because I've got to wear
will,
glasses.
You will do
on.
This right, won't you? You're going to read out a lie, and you're going to read out a truth.
I'm worried now.
One and the other, yeah.
Glasses on.
I know. I told you, Specsavers will not do monocles. If anybody out there works for Specsavers, there is a line for people that want monocles.
I've got to get a picture of this. This is
my glasses with the eye patch.
Put your patch over that glass.
No, because it shows my lady. It shows my big hole.
No, you put the patch over the glass.
No, I look like a kid then.
All right, Keith.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I got to just get another picture now. Yeah, yeah, looking good.
Can't be bad.
Go on.
My name is Keith, and at the age of 6, I locked the teachers in the staff room at the school. And when I finally unlocked the door, they rushed it and knocked my 2 front teeth out. Also, I have a tattoo of an owl on my bum.
All right.
Okay.
Just read them out again. You got to watch his face because apparently there's. There's a tick there somewhere.
Is there a tick?
Yeah, apparently so.
My name is Keith, and at the age of 6, I locked the teachers in the staff room. And when I finally unlocked the door, they rushed it and knocked my front teeth out, both my front 2 teeth. And I also have a tattoo on my bum.
The first one
was
an
owl. It was an owl, wasn't it, first time round?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I also have a tattoo of an owl on my bum.
The first one's the truth, the second one's the lie. About the tattoo on his bum,
like
really?
But is it a tattoo of an owl or is it just a tattoo? That could be you
okay.
Know.
I'll rephrase it then. It's I also have a tattoo on my bum.
So he does have a. I'm pretty sure Keith looks like a man that he's got a tattoo.
How do you know?
I've got my ID now. Look, that's my ID. I keep getting asked for ID. So there we go.
I think, yeah, he's probably got a tattoo on his bum.
How do you know?
All right.
Don't ask me to prove it, please.
No, I won't, Keith.
But
don't worry.
I think the other story, I think it's probably true, but without him getting his teeth knocked out. Because that's the sort of thing he would have probably done all those years ago.
See, I think the first one is the truth. I think he probably did have his teeth knocked out. And I don't think he's got a tattoo on his bum.
Okay.
And you think the other way round?
I don't know, to be honest.
Don't show us your bum, Keith. Just tell us whether it's truth or lie.
I don't reckon he's got a tattoo on his bum now.
What? You've changed your mind.
I've changed my mind now. Ooh. Because his body language is telling me that he's changed his mind.
I've changed my mind about what?
Well, about he's going to have one.
No, I've had one, yeah.
I reckon, I reckon the first one is the truth. I think Ali's right. I think the first one is the truth. And I don't think you've got a tattoo on your... Hang on a minute. No, I'm going to go... No. Keith definitely... I'm going to go with my gut instinct, and that is Keith's definitely got a tattoo on his bum.
Go on, then.
And the other one's a lie. He was 10.
When I was at school, I did have my two front teeth knocked out by the teachers in the staff room as they rushed the door as I let them out. Da, da. And I do not have a tattoo on my bum.
Not yet.
Yes.
No, not yet, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, then. So, my go?
Yeah, I know, but I'm a bit scared about yours because when you were writing, you said the lies just roll off your tongue.
So. They do.
Politician.
Okay. I once had horizontal refreshment in the old market in Newport.
Well, you had a cup of tea lined out.
And I once played football with Wixie from EastEnders, Nick Berry.
The second part, I believe, is
the
truth.
Yeah, I believe the second one.
And the first one is made up, I think. No, okay. I'll say yes, it's made up, yeah.
Do you want me to read them again so you can get it? Once had horizontal refreshment in the old market in Newport.
So you stuttered then.
And once played football with Wixie, otherwise known as Nick Berry in EastEnders.
Yeah, because Nick Berry did visit the Isle of Wight. Yeah. Second one's the truth and the first one's a lie.
Just say that again.
The second one is the truth. You did play football with Nick Berry.
Yeah.
And the first one's a lie.
Okay.
You never had a cup of tea lying down in Newport Market.
Horizontal dancing.
When I say horizontal refreshment, you do understand what that is, don't you?
Yeah, lying down having a cup of tea. Of course I do.
You do, don't you, Keith?
I would call it horizontal dancing myself.
Okay, so what are you saying, Keith?
I say the second one is the truth.
The second one is the truth?
Nick Berry, yeah.
I once played football with Wixie, otherwise known as Nick Berry. I've never met Nick Berry in my life.
Really? Mm. Oh, there we go, look.
There you go.
You've had a cup of tea line.
In the old market. Some time ago.
Was it cobbled?
All I remember, it was cold.
I should imagine it was, mate, yeah.
And it was winter time as well.
Dear.
I was very young and was haunted by the sounds of the cows that were...
Don't go any further, Ian. Just don't. Please don't.
Don't tell me your mother was watching and she went moo.
Now, that would freak you out, wouldn't it? Now, we'll do one more round.
Just saying, there's some poor girl on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, there's
And you've just told that.
Just got cobbled.
Yeah, but I haven't mentioned.
No, but she's like, oh, that was me.
But it was a long, long time ago. Obviously, because they've taken the market away now, haven't they?
You romantic, you.
Was that
Come on, love, pop into the market.
Is that down the bottom where the toilets used to be?
Where
the coach park and the lorry park used to be. You know, it's now got a cinema on it, and is that right?
No, it's up from there. It's where
Marks and Spencer's is now,
isn't it? I remember that, because back in 1978, I bought an item off a chap that was selling items in the market there. It's a little square, wasn't it? A little marketplace there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he sold me this thing that looked like a coil off of an MG 1100.
Right.
And it had a wire at the back of it. You plugged into the back of a telly.
Yeah.
And he said it was a TV aerial and it would work anywhere you want. Right. So, which is true. But when I got back to the mainland, it didn't work.
Okay.
Do you know why I discovered that you had such a good signal over here with this coil off of an MG?
Go on.
It's because you've got two whopping great masts over here. No matter where you're on the island, you can pick up TV, can't you?
Oh, right.
So, I think I got conned is the word.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That doesn't, you know, tell us where we were. I was going to tell you exactly where we were. If you're a trucker and you go to Morrison's to unload, that was virtually the entrance to and very close to the market.
I got approached by a lady once down in the bottom where the toilets used to be.
Is it? Are we still playing this game with the lights?
No, this is true. There are some toilets down the bottom there. There used to be a big car park.
That's right. That's where the cinema is.
Is that right?
Yeah. And
anyway, it was
the AA.
She knocked on the door.
Yeah.
That's it. She knocked on the door and said, "Oh, she said, are you staying the night? Do you want some company?" I said, "No, I'm just waiting for some paperwork to take back over the mainland because I'm going on the ferry at 6 o'clock." And she said, "Oh, that's okay." She said, "Then not to worry."
And then she trotted up the market and found Ian.
Yeah, she was into open air sports. Yeah.
Anyway, shall we do? shall we do another round of staff here?
That's how I remember the island. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
So really?
You're a good liar.
Very good, aren't I?
Yes, indeed. Do you want my ex?
Go on, you're next.
Okay.
We've got to do it again, have we?
We have.
No cobbles.
My grandmother was born in the Tower of London.
Can you just get a little bit closer to the microphone?
I couldn't because I was laughing. Hang on, I can now. My grandmother was born in the Tower of London and I can't ride a bicycle.
Ooh. Why have we got Laurel and Hardy playing in the background?
I don't know.
So your grandmother was born
in the Tower of London.
In the Tower of London, and I can't ride a bicycle.
You can't ride a bicycle.
That's two good ones, isn't it?
So I don't think you can ride a bicycle.
I would say she's telling lies on both counts, but...
I don't think you can ride a bicycle. I think that's the truth.
So no, I think she can ride a bike, and you made it up about your grandmother.
I'd be very surprised if that's the case, because you've always been a bit of a tomboy, haven't you? But then that is the thing about telling lies.
Telling porkies. We said how good are you at telling porkies?
Believable. Yeah. So I would go for the you can't ride a bike. That was that was the truth, and the lie is your grandmother was born in the Tower of
London. I think she said
Tower of London.
Yeah. Yeah, not Tower Hamlets, it's Tower London. Yeah,
yeah, London. That's what I reckon. That's what I'm going for that.
Okay, you both agreed there.
Yeah.
I can ride a bicycle.
Yeah.
And my grandmother was born in the Tower of London.
Hang on,
that's both true, then.
That's both true, then.
No, it's not. I said I can't ride a bicycle.
I said you can ride a bicycle.
She's cheating now.
No, this is not right. Ride a bicycle.
All right, yeah.
Was the lie.
Yeah.
And my grandmother was born in the Tower of London is the truth.
Okay. Look, before Keith reads out some more, okay, more of his fibs
and
truths.
This is getting confusing now.
So you both got it wrong. You both said that I couldn't ride a bicycle and I can.
No, I said you can ride a bicycle.
You said I couldn't ride a bicycle.
Yeah, I said that was the truth. You could ride a bicycle. And your nan was born at the Tower of, Leaning Tower of...
I said that she wasn't born in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, whatever it was.
We've moved country now.
Dominoes, isn't it?
Yeah. How to spot... Before you start fibbing to us and telling the truth as well, how to spot a liar. Researchers have revealed that the giveaways that show when we aren't telling the truth and say the smile is key. Liars may split hairs, decline an answer and change the subject or tone. A real smile is seen in the eyes. A fake smile is seen in the mouth. A smile of contempt is also shown with one lip corner curled. Spotting a lie isn't as quick and as easy as it looks on television. With time and training, it is possible to get a good sense of when someone is deceiving you, according to experts. Now, the experts have revealed the giveaways that they can use to spot the lies. Okay, so the three things in a minute we're going to look for is... the baseline. You need a baseline, a sense of what people look and talk like when their guard is down and they're telling the truth. Once it's established, the idea is to ask open-ended questions and look for the clues. Change in verbal and non-verbal behaviour. The verbal changes: liars may split hairs, decline to answer, change the subject or tone, protest a question, even put up their hands whilst protesting. Non-verbal changes: there's a myth that fidgeting is a sign of lying, which is what you did right at the beginning because you went that thing with your shoulders.
Yeah.
And,
Status quo dance, wasn't it?
Experts say the face and the smile is particular is key. A real smile is seen in the eyes, as a fake smile in Only the Mouth. Also watched for a smile of contempt with one lip corner curled as the liar thinks she or he is getting away with something.
So how does that work then?
Well, we watch now. Because
Keith, we'll watch Keith.
Over to you
now. Well, yeah, because I haven't got a very good memory. I have to read my own writing, so I've got. But don't laugh. Put me one glass on. Oh, my fingers are locked again. Hang on, that's it. Medication does that. Right.
Is that it? Is that your two? My fingers are like that. And the medication.
No, they do. Yeah, it locks up. They lock up. It's awful. When I worked on the farm, I caught a couple in an awkward situation, but it wasn't you, Ian.
They
were in a hay barn, but I waited till they finished before I approached them. When I was at school, I was going into the Merchant Navy as a chef, but became a farm labourer instead, earning £7 a week.
See, I think the first one's a fib, and the second one's true.
What do you reckon, Ali?
I reckon it's the other way around. I reckon you found someone in the hay barn.
What, and wait until they finish before I approach them?
No, I still think that's a fib, but the other one was that he was going to go in the Navy, ended up being a farm labourer instead. For £7, whatever it is,
a week. £7 a week?
£7 a week. That's what we're saying, Keith.
What do you reckon, Ali?
No, I think the first one's true, and the second one's a lie.
Yeah, first one's a lie, second one's the truth. For me.
The second one is the truth. First one is a little fib.
Yeah, you see? There was some telltale signs.
Yeah, but you've got an unfair advantage because you just said you're a super liar anyway.
I am a super
liar.
They
roll off your tongue.
Okay. I once spent the night in a police cell. I was once mistaken for a gay man.
See, I would have said they're both true.
I know. I remember there was an auto ego called Johnny, I think, if I remember rightly, a few years back. If I can.
You mean Camp Johnny?
Camp Johnny, that was it. So, but I think the first one's the truth.
I once spent a night in a police cell. I was once mistaken for being a gay man.
Did you only write two down?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's all there, look.
Wait.
Printed out because just in case
you spent the night in a police cell, but see, I've got an unfair advantage there because I know that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay. You're absolutely right. I once spent the night in a police cell. Yeah.
Wasn't long enough.
That was after the encounter.
That was after the market.
Yeah, that's the encounter at the market. Yeah.
No. Well, I'm glad you said that, and I wasn't mistaken for being a gay man at the market because that would have been quite embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Well, apparently that was a different toilet, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right, okay, so what have we learned? Well, honestly, if someone is telling you a porky pie...
They smile and they wiggle.
They smile, they wiggle, they move about
and they've got a curly lip.
What's the corner of their mouth? So that's what
Elvis must have been a fantastic liar.
Wow, yeah, apparently so. But
okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back. And we've got a couple of subjects we want to chat about. And one of them is, how much do you trust? I mean, millions of payments are now completed with contactless cards or phones. The cooperative forecast phones will become the most popular by 2025. But the Royal Mint said shoppers would stick with some secure, convenient cash. I don't know what you think on that, but we'll ask the question in a mo. How do we pay for stuff ourselves? And are we worried about what the future holds for us when it comes down to the old money? I think in a minute we won't have any money. We just have a card and we just wave it about and that'll be that. All right. Quick break and we will come back.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
This is Vectis Radio,
serving the Isle of Wight and beyond.
www.vectisradio.com.
the White Military and Heritage Museum in Northwood. The museum will excite your senses and immerse you in a world of human success over adversity. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Andy Gustar is here to tell us about Bring a Friend at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
Bring a Friend is a scheme we're running for our existing customers to take away a voucher and to bring a friend in with that voucher next time, so that you each receive a pack of our famous ham, our traditional ham and local ham. We're going to keep this going hopefully for around about 2.5 to 3 months. When you turn up, initially you'll be given a voucher, and on that voucher you'll find there's a small form to fill out as regards to your details, your name, your telephone number or your email address. We want to build a database that we can keep you in contact with our ongoing offers. We do some spectacular offers of a very good quality meat.
Hamilton's are in Newport, they're in Pyle Street. Where else are you?
We're in Cowes High Street, Wootton Bridge. We also have a shop now on Dudner Industrial Estate.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, the best local butcher in town.
Adam Frampton, Plant Hire and Groundwork Contractors, are a family-run, island-based company with over 15 years' experience in the construction industry. They offer a full groundwork package including plant, labour and materials. No job is too big or too small. They offer excavators to mini diggers, as well as jobs like foundations and driveways. For more details, phone 07787 558501 or check them out at www.aframpton.co.uk. Adam Frampton Plant Hire, proud sponsors of the 4Ps project. Check them out at www.aframpton.co.uk.
The name's Monster, Rock Monster. Join me every Saturday night on Vectis Radio for the show that's licensed to rock. The Rock Monster Show, playing classic rock, prog, blues and AOR, the classics you love, the best of the new releases and some hidden gems as well, along with interviews and special guests. So join me every Saturday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m, only on Vectis Radio.
Stay social and get in touch. It's at Vectis Radio on Twitter. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Welcome back then, part two. We've got Wrinkles in, and we've also got Keith Wrinkles, the trucker, in as well. And we've just sort of got to ask you a few questions, how the family is and all that. How are you and all that kind of stuff? Get the niceties out of the way.
Can I just say hello to the Andover Bunny Girl as well?
The Andover Bunny Girl?
Yeah.
Is that your wife?
No, she knows she is, you know. No, she's no friend of mine.
Because I know you're a bit of a rotter to your wife, aren't you?
Sometimes, yeah. Well, we both deal with each other, so to speak. Yeah.
How long have you been married, Keith?
This year it'd be 37 years.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, it's not quite years. So lovely when you're hanging out the washing and all of a sudden, you know, someone comes bombing down the pathway and lifts up your skirt or your dress.
It was a dressing gown, actually. She was dressing gown. Early in the morning, yeah.
Yeah. It's not quite so lovely then, is
it? We got chickens now. She got chickens.
I've got a dressing gown.
No. No, she got...
I thought you meant you'd been replaced by the chickens.
No, she's got... we did have six, but we've got five now, and I'm trying to think of the name. One's called Miranda, one's called Onion, but the one that died was Sage.
So, did you eat it?
No, couldn't eat it.
Do you want
it,
to be a great name for a chicken?
What's that, mate?
KFC.
KFC.
Or Colonel Sanders.
Well, like I said, we caught a couple Sage and Onion.
Yeah, brilliant.
Sadly, Sage died. But
roast.
Roast. Hey, roast chicken.
Tatty.
Sunday. Yeah.
Sunday chicken.
Sunday tea.
Sandwich.
So, family's all right? You're all right?
Yeah. Mum's doing well, mate. Thanks for asking. And, Mrs. is work today, so she'll be listening to tonight. It'll be repeated tonight, won't it?
Yes,
probably not.
Well,
probably not.
Not off the air, yeah. And like I said, I've just showed you me how I'm doing with my eye and whatnot. I just showed Ali my artificial eye. And
how long is it now since you had the old eye operation?
4 years. Yeah, 4 years this year.
Do you ever forget?
10 years diagnosed, yeah.
Do you ever forget that, you know, you've only got one?
Yeah, sometimes it comes back. Yeah, you get used to it, but then suddenly it come back, and you'll notice that when you're looking, when I got my glasses on,
yeah,
I can only see one frame,
right?
And I think, oh yeah, I've only got one eye, haven't I? And it's like picking things up because everything's in 2D,
yeah,
two dimensional. That it's like going to pick that up. I sometimes think it's there, but it's not. It's there. So you know, you get your judgment a bit wrong here and there, and that's why the missus is always moaning about me only giving her half a cup of tea, because I'm scared of giving her too much in case it comes over the top, because I can't, you know, it's just silly little thing. The worst thing, Hampshire County Council, if you ever listen to this, get your curbs sorted out, because in over where I live, there's not a single level curb. You go to one pavement and it's up higher than the other one, lower, or etc, etc, and potholes, yeah. God blimey, it's a nightmare.
Well, funny enough, Island Roads have just said that what they're doing is that they're going from one end of the island to the other,
yeah,
and they're sorting out the pavements and the curbs, yeah. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that'll all be sorted out. It all takes time.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
You don't realise, you just take everything for granted, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, but I don't know whether you all remember this over here, Ian, but I can remember going back about 30 years, 35 years, 40 years, and every summer they come along and put chippings on top of the road. But you don't see it now.
No.
Why don't they do it?
They did that. You're absolutely right.
Why don't they do it now?
They used to do yeah. that. I don't
you always
know.
Moan you get tar stuck to your car.
Is it the cheapest?
Sorts?
Was it the cheapest way of just no, laying?
No, I think
down?
Because
because local councils
stopped.
No,
here
seriously,
we go. Old councillor
stopped
over
putting
there.
Money into the roads, didn't they? Particularly on the island. That's why our roads are in such a bad state, because the
believe
council
it or not,
for the last
over on the mainland,
15, 20 years hasn't put the money into the roads like they should have done.
So it's just a patch job, it was.
Yeah,
they?
Yeah.
They're doing it over our way now. They're coming along. But they used to hit a road, every summer, you could guarantee that road would be resurfaced.
Because you used to smell the lovely tar.
Yeah, that's right.
You?
Yeah,
they
yeah,
used
it
to
did,
tar
yeah.
it, and then they used to go over it and chip it.
And
they?
I think at one stage they were using old car tires. When they didn't they grind them all up or something and put that into the tar as well, or into the road as well?
Is that?
Yeah, they used to.
Is that when it all melted and people had a problem? Because it was
well,
a couple
I
of years ago.
I don't
that
know.
Happened,
it was about 4 years ago. That was yeah. That was dreadful. But apparently. that was inadequate, wasn't it? It was the company that carried out the work.
That's right. Well, they had the same over in Southampton as well.
People's cars were actually sticking to yeah. the road surface driving along it. It was dreadful.
Remember the summer of '76? That was like that.
Well, you've been coming to the Isle of Wight for years and years and
yeah,
years.
Yeah, 40 years. Yeah.
How do you feel about when you hear stories like today? I mean, it's broke. The story broke yesterday with it, where the guy's having to say goodbye to his cows because he can't produce the milk for the price that they're actually paying for it.
Well, I went, like I said, I'm staying over here, and I went and bought some milk yesterday, and I've bought 2 pints of milk for 75 pence.
Yeah.
Yet I could have had 4 pints of milk for 89. How does that work?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The supermarkets have killed that trade, haven't they? Mm. Single-handedly.
Yeah,
sorry,
sadly,
but they
yeah.
have. And
so it's like milkmen, isn't it? You hardly see a milkman. You hardly see a milkman.
That's what we don't anymore, do you? No,
yeah.
you don't. Remember those three little three-wheeled electric things? You used to have a big, massive Unigate, I think, here in Newport.
We did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
we did.
We used to deliver to about 20, 25 years ago.
Mm.
How great would that have been if, just say, for instance, Sainsbury's Newport said to them all those years ago, better join up thinking, hey, look, don't move, you know, you'll be perfect for us. You supply us milk
yeah.
on tap.
Yeah.
You know.
Tesco's did, didn't they?
How great would
that
have
Tesco's
been?
I think Tesco's did. Didn't they were stocking Island
didn't
milk.
You have a dairy
you've
at Roxall?
You started them off now. You don't like Tesco.
Didn't you have a dairy at Roxall that was providing milk?
I don't, I,
to
be honest, I don't
20,
know.
I remember taking plastic bottles out there about 25 years ago. That was all in the...
To be honest, I don't remember that, but, you know, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but the sad thing is these
well,
things
like
are
said,
gone now.
Yeah, like you said earlier, you know, you used to have your own abattoir over here. Why haven't you got it now?
No.
But why has everything got to come off the mainland to get to you?
But it's just the same as the Isle of Wight tomatoes. We send them off to the mainland.
Well, I used to pull garlic off.
We have tomatoes from Spain.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. We're producing our own tomatoes, and yet we're not selling them.
Yeah, I used to go over to the Isle of Wight Garlic over at, it's not far off Marathon, is it?
Mm.
And used to take
down
it
down at Newchurch.
And used to take it off about 25 years ago to take it up to Didcot, the Tesco's distribution centre.
But, it's quite sad. You could actually write a list of the top
King
three.
Paul,
the
it?
Top three catastrophes on the island.
Mm.
And they would probably, you know, the train...
Yeah,
there's a
yeah.
definite.
What the hell was all that about?
Whoever decided to take the train away, do away with the train, has done so much damage, possibly not at that time, but over a period of years. Now, when you look back and you think what we did have, how useful would that be now? You know, the train. going here, there and everywhere. It's the like abattoir is what you mentioned.
It's like Brandon said this morning, mate. It takes him so long to get from Braden to here by bus. And like I said to him, he said it'd be so much easier if you had a train from Braden straight into Newport, etc. I said, well, we've got to realise that bus has got to use the same infrastructure as all the cars that are going to work, etc, etc, etc. So you've got to follow the same speed and course of traffic. Whereas if you had a train, yes, it'd stop, but it's going one direct route, isn't it? Braden. So, ride.
I see what your point is, but honestly, the only reason he used that as an excuse is because he was late.
Because it was late,
yeah, with his lemon curd sandwiches. And his,
this is the story in the last couple of days. Cut price supermarket milk has been blamed by an Isle of Wight dairy for the decision to sell off cows this week. Louise Hart from Three Gates Farm in Shelfleet said on Facebook, "The milk price has beaten us." After moving two lorry loads of cows this week, the farm took part in the national protest over milk prices in August when it bought all the milk from Aldi and Cows and other stores in the town centre. Another two lorries were due to arrive to collect more cows, according to Louise's Facebook page. I think this is an absolute travesty. Mm. And, you know, it goes down as another calamity, another own goal, another massive thing that we've harmed ourselves.
Yeah, because you haven't got a bottling plant over here now, have you?
Don't believe so.
No.
For milk?
So we did at Sandown. Sandown used to wash all the bottles, didn't it, down at Sandown Dairies.
I'm sure there used to be one over at Roxall. It used to provide. They used to take these plastic milk cartons over. But that means that basically all your milk's coming off the mainland to come over here.
Yeah.
When you've got dairy cattle here, like you said, that situation there, that could produce milk, to go into a bottling plant, say, on the island. I just cannot understand why you're not self-sufficient.
Do you know the whole island could be self-sufficient?
Of course it is, yeah.
Do you know what? It's really strange. When I go to Hamilton's Fine Foods.
Yeah.
They sponsor the show.
Yeah.
I talk about them. But that's not the reason why. Because whenever I go there, I always get a fantastic deal, and whatever you get, you know, is going to be lovely when you get home and cook it properly. Okay, you know, it's not pumped with chemicals.
Exactly.
It's not pumped with a load of water.
Say, that's right.
But what's really
artificial colours.
What's really lovely is when you go into Hamilton's in Newport, you see other people's products there. They do the cheese thing. They've got the cheese thing going on. And maybe it's a case of maybe the butchers ought to have teamed up with the dairy farmers and said, right, okay, we'll take some of your milk as well, and just to keep it going. Because, you know, I think they've got to stick together, because when you look at how many butchers there are and how many butchers there were in Newport, I mean, there were loads of butchers.
Do you know,
I think there's only two in Newport.
I can remember not so long ago going to our local shop in the vicinity where I live on the mainland and buying cheese off the block, and it wasn't wrapped in cellophane, right? You just got a bit of paper, cut it off, wrap it up in brown paper and give it to you. Sorry, man. And wrap it up and give it to you. Why has everything got to be wrapped, like you were saying earlier on, with the packaging?
The packaging's dreadful.
Why is it, you know, you buy a box of cornflakes, you know, you've got this massive great box of cornflakes that's covered in advertising. Yeah, it's only about three quarters full of cornflakes. I know they are trying to improve it, but you can buy the actual cornflakes now in a plastic bag instead of the carton. But then again, you haven't got the advertising. A lot of it's to do with the advertising.
There's an answer to every one of these problems. Mm. And, you know, just say, for instance, if you was to buy local, you could go to Easy Way and you could get, because they have everything in a container. All you do is just say, right, I want half a ton of cornflakes, please.
That's it.
And they give you a big bag, just one bag, and they put your cornflakes in. You can take that back, put that back in your box or your Tupperware thing, and that's it. It's job done. You want spices. You don't pay for all those bags. So you just go in there and get a little tiny little bag, and or you could take your containers in there and say, fill me things up. That's where we that's where we were years ago. And
exactly.
some idiot
decided. But that's
decided,
what people did, wasn't it? They used to take the flour pot in and get their flour filled
A wicker basket. Mum used to have a wicker basket, go down the shop or on the front of the bike, the wicker basket. None of this plastic bag business.
We used to get the shopping home, didn't we?
Oh yeah, crikey, yeah. You bought it. You didn't go and bulk buy, if you know what I mean.
No, people went shopping daily, didn't they?
Daily, yeah. You were just going to pop down
for what they were
shop.
Having for dinner.
Oh yeah, what you got for tea? Oh yeah, I got get a loaf of bread while I'm down.
What
there.
Is it then? Is it convenience, laziness, what?
All of it, I think, Ian. I think speed. Life has just changed so much. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, most women were at home all day. It's so like, they got the kids off to school, did the housework, went shopping, prepared a properly cooked dinner.
That's
life's
right.
Not like that anymore.
No, it's rush, rush,
at
rush.
At all.
Which would you rather have, though?
it's like I said earlier on, it's like I come from over Lakeway this morning to get to Newport, and I was constantly hounded off the back bumper by a white van.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, I could tell he was a delivery guy because his dashboard was covered in newspaper and tickets and delivery notes and whatnot. So obviously, he's got a deadline to meet. He's
over here
trying to meet, say, 10 o'clock deliveries, half past 10 time deliveries, etc.
He's only doing his job, isn't he?
He's only doing his job. But he's under pressure to
he's
do that.
He's on a deadline, isn't
and
he?
And he was pressuring me to go. Yeah. I couldn't go any faster.
Yeah.
I had traffic in front of me. I wanted George Jenkins' Arctic, I think it was about four or five vehicles in front, but he was literally hanging off my back bump because he's under stress. Everybody's under stress and pressure these days, Ian.
Everyone's going too quick.
Yeah,
everybody's rushing to get things done. I totally get that. But what would you rather have? Would you rather it went back? You know, let's hang on a minute. We've got things have gone too fast here, too quick. Can we go back? Can we have Mum back in the kitchen cooking properly?
Do people want to go back?
It's too easy
That's
to
the
go
thing.
And get a
Do
pizza
people
now,
want to go back?
I think in certain ways, yes, definitely.
But you can't have it all, can you? I mean, everybody wants their house and their nice car and their foreign holidays and the money to pay for it. Unless Mum goes out to work, that doesn't happen, does it?
Have you got a Subway on the island? You know, Subway
we
food,
have, yeah,
Subway
yeah.
sandwich.
Yeah, it's in
place
Newport.
Now, you take it, for instance, you can go to Subway and spend £2 and get a bacon, whatever, ciabatta or whatever you want, and a coffee for £2.
Right.
Now,
you couldn't make that at home,
you
could you, for £2?
You could. Of course you could. Wait, how much does your coffee
right,
and stuff
so you,
cost
you got,
then?
No, yeah, you work it out, Ian. You got to go to work. You're late. Oh, crocky, I ain't got time to do that this morning, kids. Yeah, it's too quick. Get yourself a bottle of orange or something. Get yourself a drink and a sandwich from Subway's on the way in.
We kind of live on the run, don't we?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to say something that a politician said about a year or two ago, and she got crucified for it. She said something along the lines of, the unfortunate thing is, young mums, young women, don't know how to cook anymore. Mm. And it's true.
They don't know how to cook. They're not taught at school, are they?
Do you know what?
They're not taught it in the kitchen with mum cooking. Because a lot of it's convenience.
My wife works really hard. She, you know, a lot harder than I do. I work long hours, and we still eat properly. When I go home, she either cooks or I cook, but nine times out of ten, it's a meal from scratch.
Mm.
And we at the weekend, it was like, when you watch people like Jamie Oliver and they're talking to you, they're not talking down to you, they're not finding a great big huge piece of salmon and telling you how to cook. They're telling you how to cook leftovers, they're telling you how to cook bog standard food for a cheap price that's going to be really, really healthy. You think, how wonderful is that? So you try and do that, you kind of know how to do it anyway. But it's one of those things where, yes, you can do it, yes, you've got time, but we tell ourselves we can't do it. And I go home and I cook. And, you know, on Sundays, you're having a roast pork, got to be honest with you. Had a bit of pulled pork this week from Hamilton's, and they gave me the rub that you put on it, and it was absolutely sensational. We had all this pork left over, and we thought, what should we do? I know what to do. We make a pork noodle, and that's what we had for tea last night. I wonder how many people actually do the leftovers thing anymore.
I don't know, years ago they always
used
to, didn't
they? Yeah,
bubble
and squeak. Yeah, bubble and squeak. If you never had any meat left, it was a fried egg with it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It sausages was, on a Tuesday.
But we don't do that anymore.
No, slow cooker.
A lot of people just throw that away. So we're back to waste again, aren't we? We're back to waste.
You take a Sunday roast, right? People these days would rather go and spend $7.95 a head, go to a pub, because they can't be bothered to do the washing up or
Glad
the cooking.
Bothered.
That wasn't a lie, that was a truth.
Bothered. Is that
you
with
know,
two Vs?
Bothered, yeah. But, you know, it's like, oh, no, let's go to the pub and have it. You know, I know it's going to cost 15 quid, 20 quid with the drinks and whatnot. But, you know, you've gone out and you've done it. By the time you switch the oven on in the morning, done all the veggies, what's that flashing, mate? Oh, I thought somebody's camera had gone off. And people just can't be bothered. Oh, it's Sunday, it's my day off. You know, can't be
But then we had this bothered. Conversation a few months ago, didn't we? How many people actually have a Sunday roast dinner?
Well, we do.
Carvery. You go to a carvery in a week. Over on the mainland, we can get a carvery for £4.50.
What is that like? Oh, it's the telephone.
It's the phone.
Oh, somebody's phone.
We have people listening.
Oh, look.
I thought he had a problem with his eye. He's one good eye there. Oh, hello.
Do you want to take a call, Keith?
Yeah, by all means.
It's bound to be for you. It's not for us. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
It's you. You're right about the leftovers. People just don't seem to have any common sense anymore, do they? I mean, we had bubble and squeak on Sunday morning because we had some friends for dinner Saturday night, and there was lots of potatoes and broccoli and stuff left over, and it was lovely. You know, it's just so lovely, isn't it? And then we've got some bacon left, rashers of bacon from Sunday. So tonight, when I'm just chopping it up now, chopped up some rashers of bacon, and I just cook some pasta, make a cheese sauce, and put some green veg in, either broccoli or spinach or something, and then and some mushrooms, and then chuck the bacon in there and stir it up, and you get a lovely kind of bacony pasta dish. And it's
indeed.
What time's tea, Jackie?
So I'll be over later.
Lunch.
I mean, it doesn't cost anything, does it? And all the stalks from the broccoli and stuff from the weekend, I shall chop all that up with potatoes and onions and a vegetable, and I shall make some soup.
Lovely.
Good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
What, Jackie, do you have sausages?
Yes.
Now, what
yes,
do you,
not often.
Now, what sort of sausages do you buy?
I have to say, I do like the sweet chilli ones.
Oh, so you're into savoury sorts, not normal bog standard like pork or beef.
I'm not overly keen on sausages, so that but I do like the chilli ones.
Right, how many can you have in a session?
I think we get a pack of like six.
Oh, but, right, yeah.
But if I do bangers and mash, then I do half ordinary potato and half sweet potato and cook that together, and that makes a really nice one, and absolutely masses and masses of onions.
Now, that's something that's took off over on the mainland. I don't know whether they do it over here, but in the, like, these supermarket cafes, they do deep-fried sweet potato chips now.
Yes, no, I don't do that. We don't have anything deep-fried.
Oh, right.
But it is really nice cooked with ordinary potato,
yeah.
It makes it a nice apricot colour as well.
The trouble is, talking about sausages here, it's like the amount of, let's say, mothers that actually go to supermarkets now and say, oh, I won't spend that extra 50p and get some decent, more substantial, with a bit more meat
around
it.
No, I wouldn't want to buy cheap ones, because
they do.
Tastes like MDF or something.
Well,
it's
rusk,
no,
it's water.
I think sausages have got to be nice ones.
Yeah, it's got filler in it.
There are some things you can't get away. My mum was a fantastic cook. And she always used to say to me, never, ever try and save money on buying meat.
No, well, the trouble is they cut corners, you see. Look,
yes.
It's like
years
ago.
I wouldn't buy anything like that.
No.
But there's lots of things you can do with bits and pieces. And it is, isn't there? And there's nothing the matter with it. I don't know why it is that people seem to think there's something wrong with leftovers or I mean, I often invent things, you know. I think, well, I've got here, what can I do with this?
I've often done.
It doesn't cost anything. It's better than throwing it away, isn't it, when you've bought it and
well,
put
I've,
it in
I've,
good faith,
you know,
it's decent food.
When the kids were younger, you know, I've often done what I used to call a bungle. We used to bung everything in the pot and cook it, you know, potatoes, baked beans, whatever's left over, veg and all sorts. It's like
a
big casserole.
Hash.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. And it's all good stuff, isn't it? And it's
indeed.
Surprising, you know, you just need a little bit of seasoning and whatever else you might have in the cupboard,
and
you suddenly produce a really nice meal.
That's right.
So sometimes, my husband says, what's for dinner? I said, I don't know, really. I said, I'll just invent, you know, I don't know.
Well, that's
whatever
right.
I've got anything left, unless you're doing something that is specific, you know, you're cooking. I said, oh, I don't know, I've got a bit of chicken left, so we'll stick a few herbs in and a bit of toasted sesame oil is really nice. We're doing stir fries with.
It's okay. Ian's just come back in the room now, so I can pass you back over to Ian now. He's just come back in the room, right?
I've moved. I'm listening to all this food you're going to cook, Jackie, I feel like we should come down and have lunch at yours one day.
You should. I think you ought to do a feature of how to dine well on leftovers.
See, that's probably... Jamie Oliver is probably the only person on the TV that will do that, and he is like a man of the people, and
James
I like
Martin
that.
James Martin as well. He's really down to earth.
Who's that?
James Martin.
Right, yeah.
He says, I don't like all this chefy stuff.
No,
you know,
I don't either.
And he uses really cheap cuts, or good cuts, but cheaper cuts of meat, and does things with them, and loses leftovers, and he's very basic and down to earth. But I think Jamie Oliver is like the housewife's choice in a way, because it is ordinary, good, wholesome food, isn't it?
I'm not a fan of Jamie Oliver. I just think what he does is brilliant on the, you know, on the TV, and it's aimed at, you know, ordinary, everyday, average people like ourselves.
But I think the secret of why everything always looks so nice, though, when they do, I suppose, have really good cookware, don't they?
They,
their pans are sort of top class, aren't they, and that sort of thing. And I think that makes a huge difference. If you've got the right equipment, you can turn out anything, can't you? It's like in anything you do. If you've got the right tools for the job, you can do it, can't you?
It's like George Foreman, let's see. Look, there's a man that hit us with that grill and he made himself.
But I mean, literally. Can do anything, can't it?
Hey, look, fantastic. We're getting to the news.
A casserole dish and a steamer, that's all you need.
We've got to get to the news in a moment, but we've got to have a quick chat with Keith. Thanks for being there, Jackie.
Okay.
Yeah, bye, Jackie.
See you soon.
Bye.
So, Keith, we've got about sort of 5 minutes left. Okay, Andy's here at 1 o'clock. Anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to chat about?
No, like I said, I think we've basically covered everything. I told you about my dicky eye and what's going on there. And I've shown my dicky eye to Ali, and she was impressed.
You pulled.
I pulled. Pulled pork. Back on that again. Get your eye, you've pulled, yeah. Now, I'm hoping to pop back in again Thursday, if that's okay.
What, your eye?
Yeah, pop it back in. Yeah.
Do you have to take your eye out at night?
No, when everything's okay. Because what it is basically, as I said, you've got four little ducts in your eye socket, which releases like an oily substance that makes your eye swivel.
Right.
And where mine's artificial, these four little ducts have become blocked. So I've had to leave it out for it. It's been since February now. And hoping I've got cream that I have to rub in it to try and free it. And also, they told me to, every so often, let's get a thermos flask, pour a little bit of boiling water into the bottom and just hold it underneath the eye socket with the eye socket over the top of the outlet so it steams it. So I'm basically back to cooking again now. But steam the eye socket to try and clear it. But basically, that's what's happened. That's what's giving me the headaches, they reckon, etc. And body's a funny thing, Ian.
It is, isn't it? It is. I mean,
mine's not.
It's quite a.
It's got big ears, apparently.
It is. You've got huge ears.
I've got huge ears.
It must have taken some getting used to.
It's like one of those African women, isn't it? With the things they used to hang on, with the big elongated bits. And
we're on about my ears.
Well, they are big.
They're not big.
You have
they used to
big
put
ears.
Plates in the bottom lip, didn't they? And rings around their neck to stretch their necks and things like that. These African women.
They haven't done that with my ears.
Oh, no, with the natural. Oh, natural.
There's nothing wrong with my ears.
I can't see them. You've got headphones on.
They're not.
We haven't got headphones big enough for those ears, have we?
No, Keith just said I haven't got big ears.
No, you might be pork chops.
He's being very, very polite today.
Pork chops.
Obviously, you've had the operation. You lost your eye about 4 years ago.
They took it out 4 years ago because I was having brain conflicts and couldn't judge anything, etc., etc. Which, unfortunately, when they took it out, the seeds escaped into my bloodstream, which is why I'm monitored every sort of 3 to 4 months now. So.
Do you ever? I mean, obviously, you said earlier on you sometimes forget. So
yeah. This is like. The scariest thing is in supermarkets or crowds when people come up on your left. I can't see them until they get there.
Right.
Because obviously the field of vision is only, because I can only see it out of this eye from there, and then see. I can't see nothing on the left. But,
and yet you can still drive.
I can still. They took the HGV licence off me.
Yeah.
And apparently that's only since 2002 that they said that Brussels again. Said that all had to be changed. But I can still drive a car or a lorry and trailer up to 12 tonnes, I think it is.
It's amazing when you think about it, because you think, oh, you lost your eye, how the hell are you going to drive? But you can, and you do.
It's like people that's driven vans or lorries, etc., will now relate to what I'm saying. You position the vehicle more, so you ain't got to turn your head so far to look round, because whereas before you just turn your head and you see it out of that eye, I can't do it now. I've got to position myself literally to look like round like that.
Because you've got a good neck then, isn't it?
Get a pain in the neck now and again.
But it's, it's quite inspirational, really. You know, there you are. I mean, let's ask ourselves. I mean, if you lost...
It's fab, you're still driving.
If you lost an eye...
Yeah, I went to a blind club once, and a lot of people said they were envious of me that were born blind, because I've actually seen things before I lost the sight in that eye. Well, you know, I can still see things with this eye. But they said where they've had to, obviously they felt your face and whatnot and try and get your features so they can picture what you look like. But they said that you've actually seen the colours and the green trees, the fields, the cows. You know,
it must be dreadful to have never seen any of
that. No, you've just got to imagine it, haven't you? Mm. You know, they can feel the shape of a cow and whatnot, but they can only in their mind's eye.
Yeah, it's not the same, is it?
You've got people, if you're listening to this and you come across a blind person, just give them 5 minutes, speak to him. You know, explain what you're looking at and what the day's like. Just tell him it's a lovely day today. I know you can't see it. I'm not taking a mickey. But it's a lovely blue sky, or, you know, it's a bit of cloud. But They can feel the cell on their face.
Yeah, sure. Have you, are your other, because they say if you lose one sense or part of it, your other senses, you know, get stronger? Is that true?
I don't really know, Ian. Yes, because I can depict a Chinook that's approaching our house.
Oh, right, so your ears are got better
then. Before anybody else can hear it.
A Chinook?
I said, oh, it's a Chinook coming. They say, you're joking. And I said, no. And then a few, about 30 seconds later, they can hear it coming. They say, blimey, how do you manage to hear that, you know?
Crikey.
It's just silly little things, isn't it?
Hey, look, we've run out of time. We just want to say thanks for coming in.
Yeah, and you, mate. Yeah, nice to see you. And
we'll
you,
see
Ali,
you again in a couple of days.
Yeah, of course you will, yeah.
On the Isle of Wight tour.
On the Isle of Wight tour.
Around the island.
Keith on tour.
Yeah. Keith on tour, yeah.
thanks for being there, Wrinkles.